It's Saturday, the 15th of March. 15th of March. Et tu, Brute? The 8th of March, today. Is there meant to be a full moon about this time, something? I think. I'm going to see it today, anyway, with the clouds. It's another strong, winded day. But it's not raining, at least not at the moment. It's just, there would be spit and spot. But it's really overcast, and looking west, you can see darker skies approaching. But it was supposed to be raining. Wave after wave of showers and strong winds. And that was the reason that we didn't do the carpet today. Well, here we are at 10:35 a.m. and it's not raining yet. Considering yesterday, we were back home by this time yesterday because of the weather that was supposed to be good. I'm not going to go on about that, so that's another story. Come. It is annoying, frustrating. Did have a good sleep though, in bed by just after 10 last night and 20 past 8. I think could have slept longer, but just felt the need to get up. Pretty mild this morning. My snowdrops are going over. Well, the earliest clumps are going over now. In fact, yeah, the big clump is definitely all but done. But that's okay, because positive side of that is it will be spreading its wee seeds all over the border, and next year we'll have some new babbies, hopefully. Beginning to get the urge to go into the garden now. Spring urge to get the hoe out at least and give the borders a bit of a seeing to. Can't do too much with the back one until that fence is all repaired. Can't work in this weather though. Can't do fences in this weather. Strong winds, Yes. No. You see what happens when you look up, you know? And this tree, this conifer does it with me every year. It just catches you out. It's that Chamois of Paris Wisley Eye. Got it from an old friend of mine's a good number of years ago when it was only, well, like a wee Christmas tree. Doesn't look like a Christmas tree, by the way, it's entirely different, but I'm just giving you the size. And now it's, 40 feet and about 9-10 foot in diameter. But every spring, as the new growth comes as a flourish of red, and I never notice it until it's well developed, because it starts from the top and works its way down. I'm looking up at the top, and this is not even in sunshine. I can see that wonderful red flourish right through the tree, the conifer. It's been a good one. You know, you get good plants and bad plants. You know, ones that you put in the garden, oh my God, you've got to keep tending them and pruning them and feeding them and spraying them against all sorts of wee buggers and nasties and fungus. I like plants that you put in the garden and you just let them go on. And every year you go and hack them back because they're doing such a damn good job of surviving. Can't be bothered with roses. Oh, they're nice, but my God, the maintenance is high. But things are growing. Oh, I think I'll go and put the eggs on. And then I might actually go and look out the hole. If I'm not going anywhere today, I can at least busy myself. Having said that, of course, now that we're talking Sod's Law and Murphy's Law, as soon as I get that hole looked out, it'll rain. A bit like washing the car, really. Mm-hmm.